Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Today we have a very special guest. We have Obi Trice coming through in just a few to give us an interview about his new album, Hangover, which is going to be released on August the 7th. That's like 2 days from now. So we're waiting for him to get here. But in the meantime, in between time, you can definitely go over to iTunes. We have the pre-order link, you know, which you can find on the show page here, that links you to iTunes with the new album that you can go ahead and pre-order and check out some of the music that's going to be released there, as well as the features that he's got with Estelle, Young Buck, and a few other artists. And we're also going to be talking to him about his label, Black Market Entertainment. So for anybody that's listening, if you want to talk, definitely press that 1. Let us know that you're here. If you have a question, we are also launching the chat room right now so that you guys can ask your questions there as well. And if you're listening via your phone from like a mobile device, or if you're like on an iPad or anything, definitely hit us up on social media if you have a question for Obi. So in between time, you know, in the meantime, while we wait, I'm going to go ahead and take a quick let you guys get introduced to what we have going on.
Artists, producers, DJs, poets, writers, musicians, and businesses. Are you looking for a one-stop shop for promotions? Then look no further. PhoenixStar9Online.com is your go-to source with everything from interviews, reviews, site features, Twitter and email blasts, and more. Don't miss out today. Go to PhoenixStar9Online.com. That's PhoenixStar9Online.com, or call 842-564-8675. Your source for promotion, PhoenixStar9Online.com. This ad was sponsored by Lovely Inks and Links, handmade arts, crafts, jewelry, and poetry.
All right. So we're back. We're still waiting on our guests to get here. But, you know, we have a few other things that have been developing. As you know, there's a lot of talk in the media about the situation that's going on with Ciara and Future and baby Future and Ciara's new beau, Russell Wilson. And a lot of people are having a lot to say about it. My opinion about Ciara and Russell Wilson is, on one hand, I understand what people are saying as they go to defend Ciara's point of view. You know, well, she doesn't really have a big point of view, but she has her baby around this new guy, and, you know, she's having him around him and wearing his jersey and hugging him and stuff and whatnot. And, of course, Future is kind of getting hot about that. So you have people that are like, yeah, she's wrong for that. You know, she ain't even known that long. Why she's doing all that? And you have some people on her side that are like, why is Future bugging? He wasn't bugging when she was around all his kids. My thing about that is, for one, I understand what people are saying a little bit about having the child around Russell and not wanting him to, you know, like, why are you, you know, it seems like a publicity stunt. On one hand, as a mother, you would think that somebody would kind of vet the new person, you know, a little bit. So, you know, hopefully if you guys are listening, definitely want to hear your opinions. Like I said, we're still waiting on Obi to get here. So, you know, that's one thing that they have going on, is the whole situation with Russell and Ciara and Future. And it's a big, big mess, you know. A lot of that, people get kind of caught up in things that are going on in celebrities' lives. And, you know, sometimes it's kind of like we have our own lives to worry about, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, some people take a little bit of a, you know, they take pleasure in seeing other people go through things and not focusing on their own lives. So, you know, you have to kind of take that into account and remember that these are still real people. I'm just saying. Now, also, like I said, I hope we have our guests coming through soon so we can get that in. But while we wait, we do have his track, Good Girls. So I'm going to go ahead and drop that while we wait.
Graduated, U of M, summa cum laude, few of them. Just had a first IUD, ain't tryna have bird by OBT. Louis bag, biggest shit, rural area, Bo Ricks. Nigga need a cut, nigga need to get trimmed up. She so proper with it, lingo look different when I say let's hit that stove. She pronounce them words like she works for white people.
Good girl, girl. Like to have that fun.
Miami, no beach clothes on the fanny, got a nigga ego, so Grammys, 101 an award on the water, she'll never get bored, I score, shoot to the top floor, then record her, she in love with a bad boy, it's that D aura, got she for it, got a feeling euphoric, bitch, what you think that you for, perfect time to run through the six, say she like my lips, fell in love with licks, never had it like this, growing up with six, body so murderous, it's only right, first 48, sit on a urban dick, she got on my radar when I seen that she so cold. She don't care who they are, just as long as she with O.
Good girl, 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 like to have that fun.
Got them staring, that tube dress overbearing, them hips and ass so gifted, nigga might think you just missed Christmas, I'ma put it on my wish list, gotta get it to the hood, let the fellas I witness, I'ma get this, put a little bit of wood on her, get straight to the business, now it's VIP, KOD, singing the booty hole, you know me, baby on the pole, young PYT, wanna be with we, make the three, bottle sipping with a model citizen, she probably be a politician, gotta get it out of system for the ballot kicks in, cause babe there might go missing, just wanna follow sister with her bottom's crimson, body so convincing, nigga wanna follow sister with her bottom's crimson, her body so convincing,
good girl, girl, like to have that fun.
All right, all right. And that was the new track from Obi Trice, Good Girl. Definitely want to hear what you guys think about that track. You know, we're still waiting for him to get here. So, you know, thanks for everybody that is still being patient, rocking with me and waiting right along with me. So I appreciate that, guys. Another thing that has kind of, you know, been going on lately is the whole, I've seen a lot of backlash from people with Black Lives Matter and then everybody going from Black Lives Matter to All Lives Matter and this whole lion in the jungle mess, you know, and they're like, they care more about the lion than do about Black Lives. And it's kind of true, unfortunately. So make sure that you guys correct folks, you know, if you can, about that whole situation. Black lives do matter. It's not trying to alienate people from All Lives Matter, but it definitely is just letting you know Black lives matter. Black people seem to be a little endangered here. So, like I said, we're still waiting. We're still waiting on OB to get in. So while we do, again, I'm going to cut to some music. We got Kiss Me by Pow Low. So I'm going to go ahead and play that. And he's from Beat Murder Music Group. He's a guest we had on here Monday. So we go ahead and play that while we wait.
Beat Murder Music Group.
Been in support of, you know, the show and taking time out to actually tune in today. I definitely appreciate that. You know, sometimes things happen. So, you know, don't even sweat it. You know what I'm saying? We're still waiting. It's going to be a great interview. I'm definitely going to, you know, get into, you know, what he's got going on. So, well, while we're still waiting, I'm going to go ahead and actually replay the Good Girls track that we got from. So you guys can, whoever, if you missed it, you know, you don't have to miss too much. I'm going to go ahead and play Good Girls by Obi Trice. And this is off of his album, The Hangover.
Graduated, U of M, summa cum laude, few of them. Just had a first IUD, ain't tryna have bird by OBT. Louis bag, biggest shit, rural area, Bo Ricks. Nigga need a cut, nigga need to get trimmed up. She so proper with it, lingo look different when I say let's hit that stove. She pronounced them words like she works for white people.
Good girl, girl, like to have that fun.
Never get bored, I score. Shoot to the top floor, then record her. She in love with a bad boy. It's that D aura, got she for it. Got a feeling euphoric, bitch. What you think that you for? Perfect time to run through the six. Say she like my lips, fell in love with licks. Never had it like this growing up in six. Body so murderous, it's only right. First 48, sit on a urban dick. She got on my radar when I seen that she so cold. She don't care who they are, just as long as she with O.
Good girl, girl. Like to have that fun.
Got them staring. That
tattoo dress overbearing. Them hips and ass so gifted, nigga might think you just missed Christmas. I'ma put it on my wish list. Gotta get it to the hood, let the fellas eyewitness. I'ma get this, put a little bit of wood on her, get straight to the business. Now it's VIP, KOD, singing the booty hole, you know me. Baby on the pole, young PYT, wanna be with we. Make the three, bottle sipping with a model citizen. She probably be a politician. Gotta get it out of system for the ballot kicks in, cause baby, it might go missing. Just wanna follow sister with the bottom's crimson. Body so convincing. Nigga wanna follow sister with the bottom's crimson. Her body so convincing.
Good girl, girl. Like to have that fun.
All right. Well, we're still waiting on Obi to get here. So, again, I appreciate everybody that has, you know, taken time out to tune in with us and to, you know, sit with me and listen to the music that we got playing. But what we're going to do right now, we have also, I have a few other, mini announcements. That I want to kind of put out there. We have it's actually in St. Louis. There is an event. It's the official 2K15 St. Louis, the Pink Print Rosé Party. And it's going to be hosted by the Brat, and that's Friday, August the 7th. So make sure if you want to purchase tickets or bottle service, text hashtag the Brat 404-468-5307, and that is on 2617 Washington Avenue. So make sure that you guys check that out if you're in St. Louis. That's going down on August the 7th, and that's actually the same day that Obi's project drops as well. So make sure that you definitely support. It's going to be at the Rustic Goat, 2617 Washington Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri 63103. So make sure that you definitely check that out. I think that's actually a part of they're having I think it's the official 2K15 St. Louis Big Bang Black Friday. So that should be fun for somebody, you know, especially if you're a fan of the Brat. So we're still waiting on my guest. We have some more music coming up in just a minute. We have The Great by Jordan Bratton, who is actually a new artist that I have really, really, really been listening to lately. I think he's a super dope guy. He's got a track out with Fabulous as well. So I don't have that one available. We have Great by Jordan Bratton. So check that out and let us know what you think.
Fire, baby, but flame won't rise. Blowing too hard and releasing smoke away. Now religion is a must, but don't sway my pride. Took a lot of people, you try to find the brave.
End of the May, end of the year.
I can't get rich.
me go. Gotta play this hand I was dealt. I hope you start to fold. I hope you start to fold, yeah. But you'll never reach to feel how I felt because you let me go. Got my heart over my soul. The blood is on the go. The blood is on the go. I'm at the end of the games, end of my rope. Edge of the blade, tip of my throat.
Right, that was Jordan Bratton. That was a snippet of his track, The Gray. So if we got my guys on the line, please press one. If we got Obi, please press one so we can get to the interview. But guys, yes, I appreciate everybody that has checked in, that's listening in, and that is in the chat room. So I appreciate that very, very much. All right. As I can see, you know, we're still having, you know, a little bit of wait time, which is okay. Like I said, you know, things definitely happen. So while we wait some more, I'm just going to go ahead and take another quick commercial break. We have our guest. Hold on 1 second, guys. Hello?
Obi Tyson, this bitch, motherfucker.
What's good? What's up? Oh, my gosh. I'm glad you made it. What's going on, man?
Shit, man. On my way to the airport. Look. Who all in this thing?
Man, this is Phoenix Star 9, Phoenix Star 9 online, and we got my Facebook people that are tuning in. So, you know, we definitely appreciate you coming through and dropping this interview with us, man.
For sure, man. Let me holler at them. What they want to ask me.
All right.
Don't ask me no bullshit. Don't ask me some unreal nigga shit. Ask me some real shit if you're going to ask me some. Because I will cut into your bitch ass. All right.
All right. Well, what I want to know is, since starting your own label, I want to know, what's been the most challenging part of that for you?
The most challenging part of starting my own label is that every marketing dollar, every PR dollar, every promotional dollar comes out your own pocket, and it takes away from your livelihood, and that's it.
Okay. Right. Now, also, I know you have, you know, the Hangover coming out on August the 7th. So what was the inspiration behind that album and that title?
Well, the title is, you know, if you ever been an Obi Trice fan, you know that all my records have like drinking themes, you know, the spirits,
mm-hmm.
you know, people that drink. Cheers was my first album, which is a classic. Second Rounds on Me was my second album, which was a classic. Bottoms
mm-hmm.
Up was the first album that came out on my own imprint. And then The Hangover is on my imprint as well. And so why I use those things, because I drink, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do. That's what we do. So all my albums have those titles.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that was a pattern. I kind of figured as much. And they, like, ever since I put it up yesterday, you know, that we're going to have you on, everybody's like, yo, I've had, you know, this album, I listened to this album, that album, and it got me through XYZ. So, you know, you got a lot of people out there that definitely got a lot, and they were excited to know that you had new music dropping. So, and also listen to Good Girls.
Yes, Good Girls. Well, how old are you, my dude?
Me, I am 30, actually.
30. Okay, so you know my movement.
Definitely. But yeah, you know, I'm 30, and actually my name, I'm actually a female, but I appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? I've definitely been following, you know, what you had going on, you know, since you first came out, and even up to now, like I said, the Good Girls track. I don't know if you feel like, do you feel like you attract more good girls than bad girls, or is it kind of like the same?
Good girls be bad girls be good girls, man.
That's true.
You know, it's all crazy, man. Like, you know, I've been all over this world many times, you know what I'm saying, all over the world. I've dealt with all type of females, man. Like, good girls be good girls be bad girls be good girls. Everybody want to clean up in some way.
That's true. Now, you also talked about having Vadar. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So you're a lady?
Yes.
Are you a lesbian?
Yeah.
No wonder why I thought you was a nigga, man.
Yo, I figured that's what it was. I figured you saw the Twitter profile picture and was like, you know, that's you probably figured
no,
it was. But I get
no,
that all the time.
That,
I get it all the time.
No, I don't even be on that Twitter shit like that. I got niggas working. I don't fuck
word
with that shit. I'm old school. I'm an OG, babe. I don't fuck around. But I thought that you was, I was like, damn, though, trying to distinguish the voice and shit, you know?
Yeah, okay. It's all good. Now, you also said that you have Vadar. I never heard anybody say Vadar. I heard other stuff, but not Vadar. What exactly is Vadar?
Vadar is like when you meet a female somewhere, right, and she on your Vadars, which means that she's somebody that you could fuck with. Like, she's somebody that, you know, that you interested in. Like, you know, like, okay, she tight. I like her little body. I like her style. Boom, I'm going to go holler at her. You know what I'm saying? And we going to move forward from there. Vadar, you know, like I said, there's Gadars. You know, Gadar. I didn't have my Gadars. Because I didn't know that. I thought I was talking to a guy on some real shit. So my Gadar's not on as far as this interview. But,
it's,
you know what I'm
good
saying? My Vadar is like, you know, that's little mama. She on my team. And we riding together, you know.
Right. I know I have to turn mine must be off because, you know, I can't find nobody that's really completely on the team like that. But it's all good. So that's a new lingo I'm going to pick up, Vadar. All right. All right.
It's so many beautiful. What you looking for, though? Like, it's so many beautiful lesbian girls out here right now that's really going hard. You know, you the bottom or you the top?
Oh, man, I'd probably be more or less the top, not the bottom.
So you're the thug.
There you go. Yeah, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
It's all right, though. You know, I don't have on my stalker, you know, radar detector for the most part. That's kind of what I end up running into, but it's okay. I don't know if you have had any of those issues in the past or not, you know, with, you know, being, you know, a celebrity and being out there like that, if you run into a lot of people that kind of like, you know, a woman that kind of get obsessed with you.
Yeah, but you know, you got to deal with that, though. You good, though. You know, you the top, and, you know, that's what it is. You a thug. So that's what it is. You know, you got to just deal with that situation. You know, it's a lot
that's
of beautiful
true.
Young ladies that I mean, got their ass beat by men that just not, you know, that's beautiful, who want to be loved. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, people just want love, man. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, regardless what you into, what type of situation you into, what you looking for, or, you know what I'm saying? I done had females tell me that they, you know, they just not fucking with men no more because of, you know, men beat them up and things of that such. But, you know, I know girls as lesbians that'll beat a bitch ass as well. You know,
Lord,
so
yeah.
It's just, you know, making that transition. But, you know,
right.
You know, they there, though. You know, you can get a cute girl, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy is mad at Obama because he petitioned and he wrote off on that letting gays get married.
Oh.
My homeboys, they upset. This how ignorant they is. This is where I'm from, though. This is OB Trice, and this is where I'm from. They ignorant to the fact that they saying that, is Obama gay? Just because he signed that shit. You know, what's wrong with us when niggas have less information and less knowledge, probably dropped out of high school, which we all did in my circle. But I'm one of the niggas to understand that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't say Obama's gay because he signed a petition where people can get married if they gay. You know, I'm not mad at that, you know? But you can't. But you can't put the gay movement, and I'm talking to you as well, you can't put the gay movement with civil rights. That's a totally different animal.
Now, on one hand, like, I understand what you're saying, for real. You know what I mean? Because even just being an African-American female, period, you know, I still see that whole struggle. You know what I'm saying? Like, and one thing that kind of bothers me about it all, like how everybody's kind of like warring, where you have like people talking about the gay rights and then the civil rights, and it's like, oh, you know, legalize being black, legalize being gay, and it's like, you know, that kind of puts the black gay person, you know, like in a tough spot. You know what I'm saying? Because they're like, well, damn. You know, where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? Because my people, they mad at, you know, they act like they mad at me. You know what I'm saying? So, but I get what you're saying. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really put that there because at the same time, it's a lot of black people. We still don't have a lot of justice for some of the things that happen. I'm one of the people that's really angry about it. You know what I mean? But we have to definitely do things about what's going on. You know what I mean? It's hard. It's hard out here. It really is.
You can't put black culture with gay culture, babe. you know, and I don't even know you, but I love you. All is well. I love you all as well. But you can't put black culture, what we've been through in this world, in this, we only here for 45 minutes. All of
right.
Only here, everybody, white, black, Asian, purple, green. We only here for 45 minutes. You can't put gay culture with black culture that happened on in this country.
Mm.
You can't
right.
do that. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I don't appreciate people putting gays with what we went through in America because we built this bitch. You know what I'm saying? And it's a whole total difference. It's a whole magnitude of difference. And I know gays been being gay from the beginning of the time, but at the same
right.
token, though, you know, we was done as black people so dirty in this country. We was done so bad in this country. You can't put them two together. You can't put the gay movement with the African American movement. You can't do that.
I feel you. I definitely feel where you're coming from, man. You know, and I see that. You know what I mean? I definitely see that too.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying, you know.
Word, okay. I mean,
even
like I
though,
said, I appreciate
though,
that, man.
Even though y'all, you know, y'all busy, it's a busy time for the gay culture, and I understand it, and I agree with it. And, you know, y'all got to do what y'all got to do, but you can't correlate the, you can't put them two together. You can't, this ain't the new civil rights movement, man. You know what I'm saying? Obama signed that shit. My niggas mad as hell Obama signed that shit. They like, this nigga's a fag. Some niggas don't like that gay shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am able to deal with it because I've been in the industry for a long time. A lot of these
yeah.
motherfuckers gay. A lot of people gay. You know what I'm saying? But that don't mean that, you know, I don't do business with them because they gay. You know what I'm
right.
saying? I don't wear skinny jeans. You know, I don't do the gay shit. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect, but
yeah,
that's just
I
not
hear
my
you.
Style. That's
I
just
hear
not my style.
Of.
No disrespect.
No, I mean, I hear a lot of, you know, heterosexual females. I have one friend who was like, you know, if a guy is not gay, why is he wearing skinny jeans? Like, that kind of, like, you know, like, why? Because it's like, why are they? I know it can't be a comfort thing to wear skinny jeans, but they do it just the same, you know. But I don't know. I never really was able to see why people wanted to rock with that kind of trend, myself personally. But kind of moving on past, you know, past that, and I really appreciate hearing that from you, man. Like, that definitely made my day.
Just because a guy wears skinny jeans don't mean that he gay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, the fashion, the trend, fashion, it change, things change. You know, that don't mean that a person gay, but it's not my style, though.
Right. I hear you.
And everybody
now,
got their own opinion. Go ahead, babe.
That's
awesome.
True. All right. So I know you say you're not like a guy that's really like on social media like that. You got people for that. But do you feel like social media has like helped or hurt, you know, the whole music industry as far as like the hip-hop and rap game?
Do I think social media hurt it or help it?
Yeah.
Look at social media as a fucking facade. I don't even think social media is real. You know, I really don't believe in social media like that. But it gets to the people who care about you, who care about your music. It gets to those individuals. But I really don't think that social media is really important. I'm not a social media guy because that's just not my thing. But look, mm-hmm. I got to catch this flight.
Oh,
flight. I'm about to go to New York. I gotta go to New York. I'm late as hell. My flight leave at 5:30. It's 5:11, and I'm at the front door of the there. So
okay,
we can revisit it. Is this live right now, or this is pre-recorded?
This part is recorded. This part is recorded, but I definitely hope to get you back as soon as possible. You know, so that you can have more time.
Yeah, when I land in New York, I land in New York at 7:19. If you want to hit me back, we all good.
All right, we might have to do it maybe another day, maybe tomorrow. I don't know if you're busy, probably are, but I definitely want to definitely get you back on to have more time, you know, to have you out and speaking more on what you got going on. So I'm going to let you go, but thank you so much for just, you know, coming through. I appreciate that, man.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, I'll holler. Thank you. Have a good flight, man.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
You want to handle it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Peace.
All right.